Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Safe Space Podcast with Diamond. We are back for part two of talking about childhood traumas. So, the first episode I made, or part one about childhood traumas, was, more so going in depth about, just how we feel, like feeling misunderstood and, how that can kind of linger on into relationships or friendships and like all those things, and just like really finding yourself and sitting with yourself and all that stuff. But this time I want to go just a little bit deeper, just because, again, like I said before, there's so many layers to this whole like childhood trauma situation, and sometimes we just don't even know the amounts of stuff that we're dealing with until adulthood, which kind of sucks, because it's like if I would have if I would have knew this sooner, then maybe I could have, kind of identified it and worked through it a lot quicker, or just been past this phase of my life already, instead of now here we are in, your early 20s, mid 20s, and rediscovering yourself, figuring out your triggers, and really understanding that you're not as healed as you thought, and not as okay as you would assume that you are, because you just thought everything was normal, and childhood things were normal. But no, as a fact, it was not. There are certain things that you probably should not have had to experience or go through. Some are way more traumatizing than others. Again, like I mentioned before, I'm kind of just like on the just like on the tip of it. So it's like, not as harsh or anything, but there are still things there that it's like, like I had a pretty good childhood, but at the same time, there were some flawed times that have translated now into, just who I am and the way that I have acted, and just, little nuances. So let's dive into it. So I was thinking today, like, I was just reminiscing about just certain things, and I always scroll through TikTok and stuff, and there's so many posts about it too. But we really don't understand certain like emotions and things as a child. And as I was reflecting, because sometimes we kind of have amnesia when it comes to certain parts of our childhood, and I was realizing that I was like, wow, like there's like certain age ranges I don't remember, or just like certain experiences. Like at a point in my life, I did live in Texas for a little bit. I don't remember how long it was. I don't really remember what age it was. I don't even remember all the things that I did when I was there. And that's because that was honestly like my first little, dealing with depression. And I did not realize that I was depressed during that time, because I was a child. So, you got people telling you, oh, you're just sad or whatever because you're homesick, or you're just missing like certain people. But in reality, it was much more deep for me. But me being the person that I am, I've always been kind of called dramatic or, sensitive, emotional. And for me, looking back now, it's like, okay, well, maybe I am dramatic or emotional or sensitive, but I get to be those things. And at the end of the day, I still deserve to be nurtured and listened to and comforted. Like, you can't just kind of push past some things and blow over just because you think it's a little bit too dramatic and you don't want to deal with it or pay attention. And that's why y'all kids end up not talking to you. Like, that's why you create these distance relationships with y'all kids, and it lasts throughout adulthood because you don't take the time to actually listen and understand and nurture them. Like, there's just so many things that I kind of just like after like that instance, and just like other things that I've mentioned in the last episode of just, kind of being unheard and just, silenced. Like, I just brush past it because it's like, okay, you're not gonna listen to me anyway, so I'll just keep it to myself. Then we fast forward to now, I'm in my 20s, and you're like, oh, why didn't you tell me this? Or why didn't you say something? Da, 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 da. Because you're not gonna listen, so what does it matter? Or it's like, You haven't listened before, so why would I even waste my time and energy now not knowing what I'm going to be greeted with? Like, are you actually going to listen? Are you going to do something about it? Or are you just going to give me some generic Google answer where it's like, oh, okay, well, you'll be fine. Like, I could tell myself I'll be fine. I do that every day. But what are you going to do? Like, don't ask me questions just to be in my business. Don't ask me the basic questions just to make it feel like you're doing something when that's not doing anything for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's really a pet peeve of mine because for me, like I mentioned before in our conversation, as a person that's dealt with these things, like you kind of become an overthinker. You just become kind of very protective of yourself and then also of others just because you've dealt with the feeling of like abandonment or neglect and things like that. So now you're overcompensating by wanting to take care of others, wanting to be, that person for other people because you didn't have that. So now when you're in, it's like, okay, well now, I want to take care of you. So I want to listen to you. So, tell me everything. What can I do? You're not feeling good. Okay, I can, cook for you. Or do you need anything? Like all these things just because you don't want them to feel the way that you felt. When in reality, they're fine. Like they're good. They just think that you're just doing the most now, but they appreciate it. But you're doing the most and you don't even realize it until you take a step back and it's like, wow, I'm kind of doing all of this just because that's how I want it to be treated. And it's just like, wow, like it's crazy to even think about because you just didn't have that, at least not with everybody. Not with everybody. Just certain individuals who took care of you. So, yeah, it's really like kind of big realizations like that you have to learn about yourself. And I'm really learning this now at my age, which is fine, like, better now than never or better now than later. Just so that way I can, be prepared and like actually know like my triggers and know that I'm not going crazy and be able to actually articulate, my needs and my wants. Or just how I'm feeling in general. Like, that's a really big part of just communicating because no one is gonna understand what you're going through or understand, what you need in that moment unless you can articulate it, and advocate for yourself. Like, that's really a big part of it. But a lot of us, we tend to shut down just because of that fear of like, they're not gonna understand anyway, or it's gonna be too much for them. So they're just gonna like leave or whatever when it doesn't have to be that way. Like, it really is the overthinking, and it's crazy because I actually seen a whole thread about like overthinking on Twitter or X as we call it these days, just last week, and it really read me to filth. I'm like, okay, we did not need to go there. We really did not. Like, it just really hit all the points, and especially being like, an oldest daughter as well. It's like, okay, like, are you just in my mind? Are you watching me? Is there a hidden camera that I don't know about? Because why are you reading like this? I did not wake up this morning to be attacked on Twitter. Like, no, thank you. But it was true. Like all the things that were kind of just like said of just we're overthinking just because we're trying. I don't want to put it like you kind of overthink, and then it leads you to sometimes self-sabotaging because of your fear of the negative happening. And it's not even on purpose, it's just you're kind of preparing yourself for the worst situation because you're used to sometimes the worst happening instead of the positive. So now we're undoing that and really having to reassure ourselves of like, no, like you worked for this. This is where you are. You deserved all of this. Like, good things can happen to you. Good things are happening for you. You don't have to expect the worst. Like, you don't have to. So don't. And that's something that I really had to like drill into my brain and still drilling into my brain just because sometimes for me, it's like when I feel things are going so good, then it's like, bam, like something bad just happens out of the blue, and it's like, oh, like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Interesting. So then it's like you're just unprepared. So it's like, oh, well, I thought, X, Y, and Z, like everything is cool, calm, collected, job going good, issue going good, everything going good. And then it's like all of a sudden things are going bad, and it's like, oh. So it's just, it's that like cycle, or even in childhood, it's like, okay, things are going good, then all of a sudden, like, you're having these fears, or you're just feeling like less than or abandoned or just triggered in some way. So it kind of like that cycle just repeats into adulthood, but it's just in different facets of your life, because obviously you're an adult now, so there's just different things that you're going through. So at this phase, it's just kind of like, let me just calm down and just breathe, because every time something good happens doesn't always equate to something negative having to happen. And when you keep thinking negative thoughts, then yes, those things are going to happen. So now I have to be like, okay, let me just shut that down. Let me just take a deep breath for a second. Everything's fine. Let me just, sit here and count my blessings real quick. And then we keep it pushing for the day. And usually, like, that helps to like just re-regulate my mind and just ease, my mind and my emotions and like just everything, because it's just, it's not a healthy habit. Like, honestly, like the whole overthinking, like, and just how it translates into everything that happened, like all your traumas and stuff, it's not healthy. Like, it's really not. Like, it just leads to so much stress and anxiety, and that can of course lead to you just heart problems, and next thing you crying and stuff because you're in the hospital. And it's like, well, why am I in the hospital? Oh, because you were stressed out about to have a heart attack. Like, no, we don't have time for that. So yeah, just put a stop to that, like, immediately. Hang up on you, don't have time, because we got other things to do, like other things to do. But it's just the fact of like your healing. So in this healing process, you really realize all these things, and you're learning all these things about yourself. And the crazy thing is like, it kind of just hits you out of nowhere. Sometimes it either hits you out of nowhere, or when you're in like your first healthy relationship, all these things come up, because it's like, oh, okay, so I do act like that. Oh, okay, I am self-sabotaging. Okay, I am overthinking. Like, and then down the line, it's like, okay, why am I doing these things? Like, why? And then it's like, oh, the realization of, okay, this thing happened and this happened. So, okay, let me like fix it. Let me work on me. Let me heal and all this stuff. And you get really blessed, like, when you have somebody who's like there and like patient with you, because it gets to be a lot sometimes. So yeah, like when you have those people in your life, like friends, your boyfriend, girlfriend, to like lean on and like just be there for you, it really is great. Because yeah, it gets to be a lot. Like, it really gets to be a lot. And like, it's even a lot just thinking about it, because it just, like I said before, it's just kind of like the whys of it all. Like, why couldn't it just be like regular? But if it was just regular, then you wouldn't have the voice that you have today, and you wouldn't have the wisdom that you have today. So like I said previously, I wouldn't really change anything, only because I'm grateful to be able to have as much wisdom as I do, and to have as much knowledge as I do, because I feel like it did kind of make me a strong individual. But I didn't need to be strengthened as a child. I needed to be, just nurtured and cared for and listened to. But nonetheless, here we are. Yeah, it's just kind of like, it gets to a point where you just know the type of person that you want to be for yourself, for your significant other, for any like future kids or whatever, like, and just how you want to show up. Like, it opens your eyes to the bigger picture in life of everything. Like, there's a reason that, a lot of my friends come to me for advice, or come to me to vent, or just be their listening ear, just because I'm always receptive. I'm don't judge them. There's just a lot of things, like, I'm caring, kind, all the things, and that's what I provide to them. And on the receiving end, that's what they provide for me. Like, when you get to this stage, like you really weed out who's there and who's not. And that's another good thing. It's just kind of the discernment of just realizing like, okay, who's really here, who's really not, because you've already seen it. You've seen it before. It's just you were a child and you didn't know any better. And that's just your family. But now you actually have a choice of like, okay, I want you in my life. I don't want you in my life. So bye to you. X is stage left. Y'all are here. So like it really gets to that. But that'll be another topic of discussion when talking about just like genuine friendships and all that stuff. Like that'll be probably the next episode just because that's been on my mind. But yeah, as for like childhood traumas and all this stuff, it really is kind of ghetto. It really is. And I can laugh about it because it's just crazy to think about. And my friends talk about it all the time. Like, we just talk about certain things. And, you know, even when you talk about it with your significant other, and like, you be sitting there laughing, talking about certain stories and situations, and they be like, why are you laughing? Like, that seems kind of serious, or like, that's just kind of crazy. And you're like, oh, is it? Because you grew up thinking it was normal. Like, you really grew up thinking it was normal. But the fact of, like, early when I said you really get amnesia to certain situations, and out the blue, it hits you, and it's like, oh, I do remember that. And that was not okay. You know, so. Yeah, it's crazy times. It really is just crazy times, 'cause I don't know. I really just don't know. Like, yeah. I really get speechless sometimes just thinking about it, 'cause it really makes you feel kind of just like, I don't want to say sheltered, but that's kind of the first word that comes to mind. Like, I did feel like kind of just sheltered. And not sheltered in the sense of people not exposing me to things, but sheltered in a way of like I was sheltering myself. Like I was a child that just kind of stayed in their room to myself. I read my books, watch my shows, you know, do my coloring, whatever, or just on the computer, journaling, like to myself. Or like at a different home, like I had a nice, bathroom or whatever, so that was kind of like my space because I have two sisters, like that would always want to be in my room, so like my bathroom was kind of just like my space to just kind of be by myself, like I'm in there listening to music, you know, playing in makeup or whatever, doing my skincare, like to my, like that's what I mean by like sheltering myself, like just me, because I didn't want to be around anybody else, because I just felt like it's always conversations going on, or just always like these ways of people perceiving me or talking about me, and it's like, okay, you think you know me just because you're my family, but you don't know me. Like, you're saying that I'm shy and I'm quiet and all this stuff, but yeah, like that's towards you, like that's towards y'all, because I don't want to say anything about y'all because, for one, you don't understand, two, you're not going to understand because y'all don't try to, especially certain age groups. Like, it's just like, they just, I don't know, they just have a hard time with anything. And three, it's just kind of like, what's the point? Like, you're not going to check on me in any way, shape, or form. So why am I even about to waste my time and my energy to talk to you about anything? That's honestly, that's really how I felt. And that's how I still feel. Like, there's just a lot of people that I don't communicate with because, for one, you never really had a relationship with me to begin with, so I'm not about to start one now. And that's another thing, y'all have to stop telling people to like reach out to parents or certain family members just because that's your parent or family member. Y'all be like, oh, well, that's still your cousin, that's still your aunt, that's still your dad, so you need to. No, I don't need to do anything, actually. And on top of that, it's a two-way street. Like, I cannot. That's my biggest pet peeve. You're not going to be in and out of my life. I don't have time for that. You know why? That translates into other portions of your life. And I'm so serious. So serious. Like, when I was letting a certain person in and out of my life just because I was trying to let them have a relationship with me, it translated into like a previous like relationship, like romantic relationship, just because I was letting this person that's family in and out of my life because they wanted to be there. And I was like, okay, you know what? Fine. I'll give this person another try just because they're talking about, you know, how they want to have this relationship because, you know, I'm the only child or whatever. Like, it's like, okay, like, cool, but you're not really proving anything and you're doing the same thing. It's the same conversation. Like, I could tell you word for word what you're about to say, and it's gonna be the same thing. Like, no, then that translates into, you know, your romantic relationship, whatever. Like, no, cut it all out. Now you're gone because you're doing the same thing, and I don't have time. Like, you're wasting my time, you're wasting my energy, and you're just playing with my feelings at that point. Because I didn't have to do this, but I did because I was being kind and loving and all these things. Like, I was wanting to give you that chance and you ruined that. So now it's just, you're done forever. Forever. Like, no. Same thing with friendships. Like, you don't reciprocate the same energy that I give you, or you don't try to, and I'm kind of just like the convenient friend. No, you're gone. Like, you're gone. It's simple as that. So, no, because I've already experienced these things. Like, you want to talk to me, like, and I'm talking about childhood stuff now. You want to, you know, ask for me or reach out to me because because I'm convenient at the time. Like, if you need something, or, you know, trying to get information about something, or wanting me to do something, like, for real. Like, y'all could just pick up the phone and ask me how I'm doing. Am I doing good? Like, you know, try to be normal and try to be like nurturing, but no. So, yeah. So people ask me, like, oh, like, how come you're not close to, you know, such and such or your family and XYZ? Because they're not close to me. So it's as simple as that. Like, every family isn't the same, and that is perfectly okay. Like, you do what works best for you. Like, I am not complaining right now. I'm just honestly sharing my experiences because I get to a point where I just don't care. Like, you gotta understand, I am 25 years old right now. I do not care. Like, I am good at this point in my life. I'm focused on myself, my education, my relationship, my career, like all these things. Like, that's my priorities right there. Because at the end of the day, like, years and years are gonna go by, and all that's gonna do is be me. Well, I can't speak. It's be me focusing on me, my relationship, my family. If we decide to create a family and all that stuff, and breaking these like generational curses, because I'm not passing this down. Like, I'm not passing any of my traumas down. That's why you do the healing now. Before, y'all didn't do that, and then y'all be like passing that down to your kids, and then you wonder why they're quiet or combative or they don't have a relationship with you, is because you didn't heal nothing. We seen and heard everything. Y'all was talking about staying in a child's place and be quiet. Okay, we're being quiet, but now we're listening and we're seeing everything. Now we're hypervigilant on what's going on in the way that you treat your family and your parents. And now we see that. And so we're gonna do the same thing. Like, y'all don't realize that y'all don't put two and two together, which is kind of crazy. It's like, put two and two together, and you see why now this is the dynamic of certain relationships. Like, everything has a reason. Everything, you know, kind of is structured around how you're raised and all that stuff. Like, yeah, you gotta do better. We have to do better, honestly. So that's why I personally am doing better and striving to do better, because I'm not passing any of this nonsense down. Like, that's crazy. That is so crazy. And just like I said before, like, the amount of growth that I've had this year that is very, very apparent is crazy. Because I didn't realize certain things until I'm having that mirror held up. Because again, healthy relationships and stuff, like, you really will hold up a mirror to you and be like, you got to check yourself before you're able to receive the remainder of your blessings. Like, nothing's gonna go anywhere unless you're fixing you and like really healing you. So yeah, like you just feel better, like once you're able to understand things about yourself, because then it makes you feel healthier. Like, you know how to regulate your emotions now. You know when you're overthinking it, how to calm that down, so that way you're not stressed out and anxious and like, going into bad habits of stuff or self-sabotaging. Like, no, like you just dead it when it happened or when it happens. Like, simple. Because yeah, it's a lot. Like, it really is a lot. But again, that's just in growth and finding yourself. It really is. Like, there's no other way to put it. It really isn't. Like, a lot of us, or a lot of our parents or grandparents, they've been through certain things and they have their traumas too, but they just don't talk about it, or they get to the age where they're raising us and it's really apparent that, they're still stuck in certain habits because of how they were treated, instead of kind of acknowledging it before and either talking to someone and getting help or whatever, or going to the source. Like, if you had your parents still here, why are you just not talking to them and communicating with them about, how you feel or whatever? Like, yeah. Like, communication don't have to be so difficult, Like, if they're not receptive to it, then okay, that's cool. That's one thing. But then now you can just go down a different avenue. You can get a therapist. You could journal about it. You could like talk to your kids and be like, just acknowledge like the things that you do, instead of kind of lashing out onto them just because of that's how you were raised. Like, I really hate that phrase so much. Oh, well, that's how I was raised, so this is how I'm gonna raise you too, because if I had to go through this, you're gonna go through it too. Like, what? Be so for real. Be like, grow up. Grow up. Like, you see it in the movies too all the time, or just even people making videos. Like, I've seen so many videos about people talking about their childhoods, and it's like, oh, I hate that. Like, there's just no accountability for anything. Like, none whatsoever. And it's just like, why? Or at least like an apology or something. But no, instead, y'all refuse to acknowledge anything. You don't talk about anything. You didn't talk about leaving your child behind or none of that stuff. You didn't talk about, making them feel unheard, none of that. You just kind of fast forward to when they're an adult, and now you think that y'all are gonna be friends. But in reality, y'all are not gonna be friends, because that child is about to not talk to you, like, ever. It's gonna be a strained relationship, and you're gonna be wondering why. Like, oh, why don't they talk to me? Why don't you do this? Da, 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 da. You don't come for the holidays. Why? Why would they? If they don't feel safe, if they don't even feel like there's even a relationship there. Like, that's what I'd be saying. Y'all be talking about some, oh, that's still family. Okay, but it don't feel like it. Like, you don't. You feel like maybe a distant, like, family friend, or like you're married into the family and the family don't like you. Like, be for real. Y'all really gotta be realistic when it comes to these things, because yeah, like, sometimes it just don't be adding up and we fail to realize it. So, like, really, step one is just kind of listening to yourself. Like, don't let people make you feel that you're crazy for taking yourself out of certain situations, not talking to certain people, or even for going to like a therapist. Like, you have to do what's best for you. Like, you have to get any type of help that you need, because at the end of the day, it is your life. It is your family that, will be the ones helping you to break the generational curses. Like, that's gonna be your chance to kind of start over and like start fresh. Like, it'll be a whole new thing. Or even just being with your significant other. Like, it's like a breath of fresh air of like somebody wanting to get to know you, wanting to listen to you, wanting to, just make you feel seen and heard and not crazy or anything like that. Like, that's gonna take care of you. Like, that's what everybody deserves. I've said like way too much. That is crazy. But and that's what everybody deserves, because you only have this life. So you gotta live it to the fullest. Like, I'm gonna find a synonym. My gosh. But yes, you have to do what's best for you. You have to take the steps to do everything in your power to stick to your healing journey and just communicate and break those, like break down those barriers. Because it really did take me a while. Like, it really did. Because there was a point in time where I would have been in denial. Like, no, I don't act like that. No, I don't do this. I'm doing this because of you, or I'm doing this just because, like, that's how I feel, or that's how I was raised. Like, no, that is not okay. It really isn't. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when I say the growth has been crazy this year, it really has been crazy. But I'm very happy with everything that I've accomplished because it's only going to continue to get better from here. You know what I mean? So many changes, so many milestones, just yeah. And when you have somebody that can attest to that and be like, yeah, like you've really been doing good. Like, we've been on a great path, you know, everything is smooth. Like, it really is an eye opener. And then reflecting on those moments where you are remembering certain glimpses of your childhood. Like, when I said I really forgot that part, I really did forget that part. And it's crazy. Like, it really is crazy. Like, there's just so many things that I've forgotten, or, yeah, just things that I've forgotten. And then you kind of get a little flashback and you really remember it vividly. And it's kind of crazy. It's like, oh, wow. Like, I remember that now. But I don't remember the full thing. Like, I don't remember the full year or X amount of time that I was in that place or what was going on during that time. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, it's wild. But here we are, and taking the steps to do better for ourselves, because that's all you can do. So, yes, I hope everyone is able to just kind of look inward at themselves and realize the things that they are going through, and realize, you know, and pinpoint your certain triggers and things that you need to do to better yourself, because that's the only way that you're going to get through it. Like, a lot of people try to avoid healing or avoid acknowledging things just because they're like, okay, well, yeah, that happened, but I can't change it. It's not about changing it. It's about acknowledging it so that way you can know why you react certain ways so that way you can fix it. It ain't about going back in time. Obviously, we can't do that, but you can strive to get better. You can strive to make those changes so that way you don't react certain ways and you know what triggers you, because ultimately, you know, our childhood is why we act certain ways. And we refuse to acknowledge it. We refuse to do the work that's needed because people be like, oh, I don't have time to do that. I'm fine. Like, I don't have no complaints on myself. Nobody else does either. But at the same time, it's like, there probably is like little things that are issues, are problematic, but you just refuse to recognize it. So yeah, do better. Do better. And yeah, we are just on this journey of growth and healing because that's what you got to do. So on that note, we are still on the journey. We are still doing our best and clocking in every day. So, yes, thank you for tuning in to the Safe Space Podcast, and I will see you guys on the next episode.